In our previous year, we began a discussion about somebody who picked up something that's muksa, and now that it's in his hand, can he continue carrying it? Does he have to drop it immediately, or can he continue carrying it as far as he needs to? We quoted Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch, that clearly paskin, that by keli shemlach de l'isser, that was picked up, l'tzarech gufay mekaymai, once it was picked up with Tzarek Kufa Mekaymai, I could carry it and deposit it as far and wherever I want. The next issue we discussed was a situation of the Zemel Shamila. Can one continue carrying the knife of the Bris Mila on Shabbos? And we quoted the Ramah in Yerudea Simen Reish Samach Vav that said that you could continue carrying a kli shemlach del iser. You could continue carrying a izemel shemila after you concluded doing the bris. The next case we spoke about was if somebody picked up a kli shemlach del iser, not litzayrich gufay umekaymai, and now he wants to. Can he continue carrying it? So we quoted the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, that is makel under all circumstances. And the Magen Avraham's opinion is that a keli shemlach de l'isser can always be carried, every muksa, when you pick up, you're allowed to continue moving once it's in your hand. And we said, by keli shemlach de l'isser, given that it is a keli, we could understand how one could be a little more lenient. The next case that we discuss now is by Muksa Machmas Gufay. Muksa Machmas Gufay is an inherent Muksa. So again, according to the Magen Avraham, you could continue carrying even a Muksa Machmas Gufay, even though you shouldn't have picked it up. You could continue carrying it once it's already in your hand. However, many Paiskim are machmer, and they hold that a muksa machmas gufoy, the Tois for Shabbos, it seems that that's the opinion of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoy as well, that once you picked up something that's muksa, you're now allowed to continue carrying it since you had no hetter to carry it. Again, I have to point out that this is only in a case where you had no right to pick it up. In a situation where you had a right to pick it up, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Pais can give an example. Let's say you were carrying something from before Shabbos, and now it became Shabbos. May you continue carrying it. When you picked it up, you had every right to carry it. So the Pais can want to say that here, everybody would agree that you're allowed to carry it, because you picked it up a heter, and that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the case of Tosfos. And in fact, the Paiskim discussed a case, they used to make weddings late Friday afternoon. And we know by the wedding, they hold candles. Can you continue, and it's already Shabbos, could you continue carrying those candles to put it down? And it seems that you're allowed to, because you picked it up a heter. However, this really, the Paiskim say, is related to somewhat to another question. The Aloch, the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reis Samach Gimel, Sif Yud, teaches us that once a woman lights the candles on Friday afternoon, it's already Shabbos for her, and she's not allowed to do any melacha. And therefore, as soon as they light the candles, they drop them immediately. Rav Kivega says that even though she's holding the match in her hand, the halacha is she should drop the match. She should drop the match where she is. She shouldn't carry that match to the garbage or wherever she wants to dispose of it. Why? So many Paiskim say, because a match obviously is muksa machmas gufay. And even though we see from here, she picked up this match beheter, It doesn't make a difference. The heter that Tosfos is teaching us, that if you have muks on your hand, you may continue carrying it, is only in a situation where it's a klish malach del iser that you picked up l'tzar kufa mekoymai. Any other situation, we may not do so. However, besides that, this is difficult from the psak that we quoted from Simon Shin Lamites about the candles of the chas, candles of the wedding of Friday afternoon. Or I saw a very interesting psak from the Mishnah Brura in Simon Tuf Kaf Vav Sifkotin Chav Tes that says that if you're baking on Yontif one is allowed to bake, and you take off challah, when you bake challah or cake, bread, and the challah obviously is muksa, the halach is, you're allowed to continue carrying that challah and dispose of it, you don't have to drop it on the spot. So we see from here that once you pick something up a heter, even if it's not a keli shimlak delisser, you're allowed to continue carrying it. So the Paiska want to say the reason why the match has to be dropped is because the match has a different concern. The concern is kibui, because since the Bahag says that once one lights the candles on Friday afternoon, she's Makabel Shabbos, so it's an Issa Kibui. And this Kibui is a Issa Daraisa. So therefore, she should drop it. But according to this, if the match went out, and the Minig Olam is that they blow out the match anyway, so it's just a match, which is only a Shaila of Muksa Adrabonon, and it was picked up before Shabbos, it was certainly picked up a Heter. Most Paiskim, I saw in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, Chel Gimel Simen Tav Chof, a Mekel, that she could carry the match to the garbage pail. She doesn't have to leave that match on her Shabbos table for the entire Shabbos. I did see that there are people who have a minig that they are careful to ask somebody, if there's a man, that they should carry that match to the garbage pail, and the woman should continue lighting the Shabbos candles. Another question that comes up is if somebody's eating a fruit, and the halacha is that the pit of the fruit is muksa. So I'm allowed to pick up a fruit even though it has a pit on it. But what's going to be a halacha if now I'm only left with the pit, which is muksa, and it's not a klisha malach delisser? So according to the Magen Avraham, the halacha is that any muksa, once I have in my hand, I could carry to wherever I want. But as we've been quoting, there are many paiskim that disagree with the Magen Avraham. What would those paiskim say in such a circumstance? So it seems, number one, if there's any fruit left, any of the fruit left on the pit, then it's of course less of a shaila, because then the pit is not muksa. And that would be probably the best thing to do, leave some fruit on the pit. But according to the Magen Avraham, certainly if you started beheter, you're allowed to continue. Other paiskim may suggest that you should drop it as soon as possible. In fact, I saw that is the psak of the Chut HaShani from Nissan Karela Shlita, that you should either keep it in your mouth or keep some fruit on it, because if it's going to be just a pit, it would be muksa, and you would be obligated to drop it. The same shaila comes up. The same shaila that comes up is a graf shalrei. We know that one of the heterim of muksa is graf shalrei, which means that if you have a table full of things that are very repulsive, the example I always give is if somebody has on their table shells, they ate garinim, and they have the shells from the garinim, they're certainly repulsive, and that's a graf shalrei, and they may be carried off your table. So now the shaila is, when you're carrying the graf shalrei, which is not al-chatchila. It's only the chuya. So the question is, can you continue carrying the graf shalrei? Can you continue carrying the graf shalrei as far as you want? Or do you have to take it and drop it as soon as you can? Again, certainly according to the Magen Avraham, you could be mekel. According to the other paiskim, graf shalrei is not like the klishim lata lisser that had a heter l'tzar gufa mekaymai. But again, the argument could be made that the graf shalrei should be similar to the zemel shalmila, that whenever you had a right to pick it up, we could be more lenient. We're only going to be more machmer when you have to take it, when you had no right to pick it up in the first place. What about if you're carrying it, and now I'm carrying it, and I was carrying it in my right hand, am I allowed to put it into my left hand? Most paiskim are of the opinion that it could be transferred from one hand to another hand. But I do have to say that I saw the Prima Gadim paskins that way. But I did see that the Shmira Shabbos Kolchasai in Perik Chaf Ha'ora Chaf Hei does indicate that you're not allowed to quote the Sefer Tais for Shabbos, that you may not transfer it from one hand to another hand. It's a very big chiddush. Similarly, most paiskim, as I said, are mekel that you are allowed to transfer it from one hand to another hand. However, he does quote over there the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, who says that even in a situation that you're allowed to continue carrying, and again, there are different opinions when that situation comes up, the Magen Avraham being the most makel, and other opinions as we've been discussing, quotes the Shus Yaakov, that if somebody stopped as he was walking, he stopped somewhere, then, and now he wants to resume walking, that is considered a tiltul chadash, that's considered a new act of walking, and one may not continue carrying it. You have to deposit it where you stopped. But now, there's a very big chiddush. A chiddush from Shlomo Kluger. The Chacham Shlomo says a chiddush. He certainly would be makel that you could put it from your right hand to your left hand. But he says, what happens if I'm carrying it, am I allowed to give it to another person to carry it as well? And he says that not only can I continue walking it with it and depositing it where I need to deposit it, but he says I could even ask someone else to continue carrying it for me. And his raya is from a Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. The Mishnah is in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Masechta Sukkah that we learned not long ago on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says, Mekabelas Isha Miyad Benom Miyad Bala. A person comes home from shul. He's allowed to put down his lulav. He's not obligated to sit with his lulav in his hand all day, but he could give it to his wife, and she Machziras L'mayim B'Shabbos, she could put the lulav into the water. Now the question is, I, who am carrying the lulav, have a right to continue carrying it because I have to put it down. But the question is, how can I ask somebody else to pick it up? Says the Chachma Shleima, from here is a raya, that once I'm allowed to carry it, not only may I carry it, but I could even ask someone else to continue carrying it on my behalf. It's a very bechiddush. And I saw that Rav Olzner and the Shevet Halevi, Chelik Gimel Simon Lamed, says that he certainly doesn't agree with the Chachma Shlomo. And his reasoning is very simple. He says, when we speak about muksa and our shiurim, we refer to something that's muksa for everyone. And since it's muksa for everyone, no one has a right to carry it. I don't have a right to carry it, and the other person doesn't have a right to carry it. On the circumstances that we've been discussing, the halacha is, I could continue carrying it. But I can't ask someone else to carry it. The case in Masechta Sukkah, where I'm asking someone to take the lulav, is because maybe they have to fulfill the mitzvah lulav. So in a situation where they have to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, it's a very different situation, and perhaps over there, the halacha would be that we could ask someone else to carry it on my behalf. But not in a case where there is no heter, where it's muksa for everyone. Where it's muksa for everyone, we may not ask someone else to carry it on my behalf. Although, I did see Rav Vadi Yosef in the piece that I quoted earlier, quotes a Yerushalmi that if a sheretz was found in the Azorah, the halacha is you could carry it out as far as you want. But again, he says it's not a great comparison. The reason why it's not a great comparison is because there, too, we're speaking about a case where it was picked up a heter because it's a sheretz doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't mean that in other situations we could be lenient. So to review, a keli shemlachta le'isser, may not that you picked up l'tzara gufay v'kaimai. Tosfos in our sugya, the Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that the halacha is that once you picked it up beheter, you'll have to move it to wherever you want. A izemul shamila, it's pretty clear also. The halacha is that once you picked it up, and you can move it, you can take, since you picked it up after, you can take it. However, the question that we just discussed, if you could give it over to someone else, becomes much more acute when we speak about the izemul shamila. And the reason being, because the mayil, after he uses the izemul shamila, still has to continue doing different parts of the bris mila, the priya, etc., bandaging the baby. And it's difficult for him to do it with the knife in his hand. So if you could deposit the knife, so what many mayilim do, and this is probably the best advice that we could give to a mayil, is that he should have his bag, where he has his different things that he needs for the bris, with him, right with him, as he does the bris, and therefore he'll be able to deposit the knife into the bag, and he should have in the bag other items besides the knife, so it'll be a boss's list of a heter, and he can carry the bag with the knife. That's what the experienced mayalim actually do. If he hasn't done so, so now there's a question, can he give it over to someone else? And the way we just learned, it seems the most paiskim, a machmer, not like the Chacham Shloima, that you can't give it over to someone else to carry it. But again, as we quoted in our previous year, a izemul shemila may be somewhat different because in izemul shemila we have the svara also of itiru seifim misham tchilasan, and we also have the svara that another bris may come up, and I'll need it. And I'll need the knife for that bris. In a case of a kli shemlach del iser that I picked up loy letzar kufa mekaymai, specifically according to the Magen Avraham, but even according to other paiskim, since it is a keli, we could be more mekel. However, if somebody picked up muksa beheter, that means the pit of the fruit, or he was carrying something from before Shabbos, one could be lenient. The case where everybody is machmer, two cases where everybody is machmer, is where one deliberately picked up muksa. If one deliberately picked up muksa, the paiskim are machmer, even the Magen Avraham is only makel when you did it by mistake. But if you deliberately picked up muksa, and then you want to do the right thing, you should drop it immediately. And also, as we said, giving it to someone else is not acceptable. Transferring it
from your right hand to your left hand, most Paiskim are Mekel, and by Graf Shalrei, if at all possible, and similarly by Muksumach Muskufoy, even though the Magen Avraham is Mekel, you should try to deposit that Muksa that's in your hand as soon as possible.